K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Callie.
Hey, Callie, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, what can we do for you?
So I went out on a date with a guy, and I want to know why I don't have a second date.
Okay,
that got right to it.
Okay, give us a little more detail.
Okay, so I met this guy named Trent at the Canal Street Tavern when I was with a bunch of friends, and we got along really well. We went outside, we had cigarettes, we talked like pretty much the whole night, and then the next night we went out to Chipotle, and we seemed to get along really great. Like, he's cute, and he's nice, and he's like really down to earth, and I thought we had a great night, and he won't return my phone calls, and he won't respond to my emails, like nothing.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with him?
The blank.
I don't know.
Now, what's his name, Trent?
Trent.
Yeah, I guess we could call him for I want to.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. We'll stick you on hold here for a minute, and I'll grab his number off the air. We'll call him, and if he picks up, we'll have him on the air in about 8-10 minutes for you.
That'd be great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So, Callie, who's he look like? I always like to know that.
He kind of looks like Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Whoa. Like Matrix style.
No, excellent. Bill and Ted.
All right, hold on here. We're connecting.
Trent?
Yes?
Hey, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just on a route right now. Got a long day ahead of me.
Oh.
On a route. You're working it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't take up much of your time. Do you got a few seconds?
Yeah, sure. I'm just kind of in between houses now, so
okay.
I can talk.
Works out all right.
He gets down with the brown, maybe.
Trent, here's the deal. We talked to somebody named Callie, and she said you guys...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Enough said.
Do you want to tell us about it? She said she hasn't heard from you.
Yeah, I met up with Callie the other night. You know, we had a good time. You know, we had a few drinks, you know, shared a few laughs, you know. She's really cute, you know, but, you know, she really, like, she's a little wild, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, and I, don't get me wrong, you know, I love to party, you know, but, like, you know, I'm kind of at a point in my life where, like, I just want to, like, I want to settle down. I want to find that one person, you know. You know, I'm tired of the bar scene, you know, going out every weekend, you know, trying to meet new girls, you know. I just kind of want something different, you know.
I'd be honest, when she emailed us, she attached a picture. She's my MO, man. She's smoking blonde, and the picture was in a bar.
Yeah, I know. You would think it'd be like a no-brainer. I just, I don't know.
What's the problem then?
Okay. All right. All right. So we went out. This is really kind of embarrassing. All right. So we went out to dinner at Chipotle, which I love, by the way. Love me a burrito bowl. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So anyway, we went to Chipotle. And, like, we're having a great time. Like, we're really, like, it was nice to, like, be in a different scenario, like, not in a bar, not, like, a party scene, you know, so I can, like, talk to her, like, normally. And, you know, she started to get really cool, and I was like, oh, this is not going to be too bad. And she gets up to go to the bathroom, and, like, she knocks her purse off the table, and she doesn't notice. But I, you know, bend down to pick it up. You know, I had to wipe a little, like, the burrito off. The floor was pretty nasty. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty gross, right? So I look inside and, like, okay, I see a pregnancy test, a home pregnancy test.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know,
what?
So I'm like, whoa, you know, and then, like, yeah. So,
why are you going through, you know, my purse?
Okay.
Through my purse when I'm in the bathroom?
Wait,
Callie, I know, yeah. I'll explain, Trent. She's on the phone. She was hanging out listening to what you had to say.
Oh.
That's none of your business, why I'm going for my purse.
Well, you know, listen, Callie, you know, it fell on the ground. You know, do you want to have chicken burrito in your purse? I was trying to help you out, you know? And then I couldn't happen to see it. You know, that's a little auspicious. That's a little weird. I'm just kind of like, ugh.
That's really none of your business to be going through my stuff when I'm away.
No, it wasn't like I was going through your stuff. I was just, it fell on the ground. You know, I'm not just going to leave it there. Could you imagine if you came back to the table and your purse is just all over the floor? Like, I was just trying to help you out, you know, pick some stuff. I mean, I just happened to see it in there. It was an honest mistake, you know?
What's the big
deal? Sure.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I just, you know, who carries, I don't know, like, I don't know a lot of girls who just carry that around with them, like, you know, Altoids.
Callie?
Yeah?
What is the big deal?
I'm really pissed right now because I had no idea that like, I was with little, like, going through my purse guy.
No, that's not, okay. That's really, I'm not like that. It fell on the floor. And I wasn't trying to, like, go through your purse.
All right.
So what's the deal with the test?
You didn't say, like, what is this? I could have explained it to you.
Okay, well then, I don't know. Like, it just was a little strange.
What, I mean, why didn't you ask me about it?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I felt embarrassed, you know? I felt embarrassed to ask you, you know?
So, like, the whole rest of the night, that's what you were thinking about. The whole time we went to the movie, that's what was on your mind. You're like, oh my God, she's pregnant?
Pretty much.
Well, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant. I take one. You want to know why?
Yeah!
Please!
Oh, God, I can't believe I caught, like, I have to end up explaining this, but I'm on the birth control that gives you, like, a quarterly period.
All the shots.
So I just take a pregnancy test, like, every couple months to make sure.
Oh, my God. It's a safety check.
Because you don't get your period every month, right?
No.
Trent?
I don't want to, like, have to go through the biology of it, but, like, there's good reason. Like, you don't get your period every month, so you just have to make sure.
Yeah, I'm really glad we didn't talk about this.
Well, like, you didn't even ask me. Like, that's like, a good reason. Like, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
You saw me drinking. I was drinking and smoking, like, the whole night. You thought I was pregnant?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you don't know. You didn't know. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like it's just kind of a turnoff for me, to be quite honest.
You know? Judge me, like, so quickly. That's completely out of, like, yeah, you need your head checked. I don't know. No, you don't want to date someone who's just really careful.
Well, I don't want to, you know, like, seems like,
date someone
it seems like
you
need
to take care of the body.
Check it out. I mean, it just seems like you date a lot of people. I don't know. It's a little weird.
We went on one date. What? What do you mean I date a lot of people? So what? I'm 23.
You know, I mean, I'm looking for someone, you know, not quite like a party girl. You seem like you like to party a lot. I do too, but, like,
I met you at a party.
Yeah, but I mean, I like to party too, but, like, it seems like, you know, you're a little more of a wild child than I am. You know, I'm looking to kind of settle down, you know?
All right. I mean, I guess if that's what you're into, but, like, I just feel like you judged me, like, really quickly.
Well, can you blame me?
You guys willing to go on a second date, huh? What do you think, Fry?
Yeah, we can send you guys out to dinner and limo, all that good stuff.
Start all over again.
Fresh.
I don't think so. I mean, I just
I don't know. I don't know about that. This whole thing has kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to go through a super quick, chuggy purse snooper.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want someone in the middle of dinner on a date to say, excuse me, I have to go check if I'm pregnant.
No.
Okay.
That's not what it was, you guys. That's not. Oh, God. I didn't think I'd end up having to explain this part of it.
Well,
all right.
I didn't even want a second chance, but now, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, I really just don't see it working now. I mean, there's really, you know, there's really just no way past this for me. Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, Callie, now you know.
I think, all right, well, whatever.